I feel like it was perhaps a little silly of us to have wasted quite so much time back there before setting off, you know. But on the other hand, I have no regrets. No, of course not. What we did together, that was an experience like I've never had before. Elvenkind, we just don't do it like that. Getting to that point usually takes months, if not years. That type of desire is new to me. I expect it isn't quite so new to you. Oh, really? Well, I'd heard that among humans, that level of intensity is quite common. But then, I should know by now that the rumours and speculation rife among my people aren't to be trusted. Being such a reclusive lot, we do tend to just make things up about the other races without any real evidence or knowledge. Many of us simply don't seem to notice. I thought for a while that we'd do well to respect the other peoples of this continent and those with societies as complex as ours, customs and traditions about which we shouldn't make assumptions and as made up of individuals with distinctive behaviours of their own. Yes, hardly a great leap of logic, is it? But thinking that way about the other races is not typically in the interests of the Ortelkasir, or any elves, for that matter. I don't know if you've spent much time among my people before now, but I suspect not. No, not many have. And those elves you are likely to have met are probably those that have put a lot of effort into fitting better among humans in order that they can live comfortably in a city of men. That choice is becoming more and more common these days. Least of all among the Wood Elves, but even then, it is a noticeable change. I would say we lose at least a dozen of our number each year, usually in small, conspiratorial groups who've decided they want to make their own way in the cities of men. They hear of the potential riches, or the hugely different culture, or the technology, or the architecture, or who knows what else. There is no stopping them. Suddenly our little woodland realm seems meager in comparison to the stories they hear. Nobody cares for the woods anymore. I didn't mean for the conversation to get quite so depressing. Ultimately, for those who choose to leave the woods, it is probably for the best. If they weren't content here, among the trees, then, well, there isn't much more for them. Having a happy life here would be very difficult if nature isn't enough for you. I wish I could say that if they did change their minds, they'd be welcome back. Alas, no. Many of my kind see leaving the realm as an act of great betrayal. I don't believe that any harm would come to those who chose to return, but their life would certainly not be made easy. And who knows? There are a select few who are utterly incensed with rage at the idea that anybody would abandon the forest. No, not me. It makes me sad, to be sure, but it doesn't make much sense to me to punish those who merely set out to forge their own path. We can't hold our own young prisoners forever. I would welcome them back if they decided to return and be glad that they had some unique experiences of their own to shape their life. I may even envy them a little. I fear, however, that I am in the minority there. I suspect you know the answer to that already, don't you? Yes, I've thought plenty of times about leaving myself. In truth, I've come very close to it. Many times. Especially when I was younger. Then, when it became clear that me and Ellison were not to be. Once or twice since then. On occasion, I've made quite detailed plans on where I would go, what I would do, what I could say to people to least incur their anger. Oh, something has always held me back. Multiple things, perhaps. It's hard to put my finger on exactly what. I suspect that doing it alone is a factor. As I say, most who leave choose to do so in a small group of co-conspirators. I suspect it's much easier that way, not having to strike out entirely on your own. I can't imagine moving somewhere entirely new and alien without at least one or two others to share the burden with. Having lived in these woods for as many years as I have, seeing the same faces every day, that would be quite the change. But it is a change I want. No. I've occasionally and very carefully broached this subject with others. None from my generation are interested. Most of those who leave are much younger than I. The youngest I know of had not long turned 30, still practically a child in our terms. Imagine setting out on your own before even having taken an adult name. Yes. Those of us who remain in the woodland realm take an adult name around the age of 100. I suspect those who leave on their own before then may take an adult name at a much younger age. Or perhaps they never do at all. We've no way of knowing. None have ever chosen to return. That does sound sinister, doesn't it? I didn't mean it in that way. I suspect the simple matter is that many have no desire to return. They find the life they were looking for outside of these woods, and are happy and content. Either that, or they're too afraid of the consequences of returning to do so. I dearly hope it is not the latter, but it may be. Anyway, I would rather look on the bright side. I think, now that I have met you, perhaps I have been given another chance to consider making my own way. But that's to think about in the future. For now, perhaps we should focus on the task at hand. Tell me more about the traitor. Are they as wise as you? Do they possess much cunning? Or do they operate on brute force? Okay, then we should be on the lookout for traps. I assume if you were traveling with them for a while, you're likely to be familiar with the sort of tactics they may employ. Is that right? Yes. Good. Then keep an eye out for any sight of them. I will as well, of course, but you're more likely to spot them first. That is, if they somehow beat us to it. That does, luckily, seem very unlikely. I am sure we will be the first there. What else should we know? Oh, do they possess any magical ability? Right. Then of that we should be particularly careful. Magical traps can be hidden even more thoroughly than physical ones. We place many of our own around the forest, although they are outside of my ability to create. I have no magic of my own. I realize now it's likely that, if and when they finally stumble across the waterfall, they may already be quite drained. The forest is a dangerous place to travel on your own. As I said, I would not have wanted you to do this journey alone. We cannot rely on this, of course, but we may get lucky and have a much easier time of it if they've already been softened up. And this leads me to a question that may be difficult for you to answer. When we do encounter the traitor, what is it exactly that you plan to do? Is it revenge you are seeking? No. I'm not sure I would know what I wanted either, were I in your position. You know, typically, the people of the forest are a vengeful lot, not ones to forgive and forget. We have in the past spent hundreds of hours tracking down the feller of a single tree on more than one occasion. No, personally, I find it quite tiring. What's done is done. I'm not really interested in seeking out the culprit unless, if I don't, they'll do it again. But, perhaps I'm merely too placid. I don't mean to make you feel a fool for going after the traitor who wronged you. I was hoping to get a better idea of what you want us to do when we encounter them. A violent act of revenge doesn't seem like something you'd want to do. And I'm not sure it's for me either. Although I am, of course, furiously angry about what they did to you. I'd follow you if that's the path you took. Yes, I feel we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I've been mulling this over. Either we take the revenge option and treat the traitor as they treated you. I'm not sure either of us want that. But the alternative is, what? Let them live? And in that instance, I fear that it would only be a matter of time until they came back to finish you off. I don't believe they meant to leave you alive, did they? No, probably not. It would be so much easier if we could talk to them on even footing, but... Ugh. The trouble is, if they find us at the waterfall, I don't think there's anything we'll be able to say to them that would persuade them that whatever it is they're seeking wasn't there and that we didn't take it. And if they think we took it, I suspect the chances of peacefully resolving this, if you decide that's what you want to do, would be almost zero. Well, we must be careful. Let's keep quiet now. We're almost there. If they somehow got there first, we don't want them to hear us. Okay, here we are. And I don't see them. I think we must have got here first. As expected, given how far off course they were. Let's camp here, at the edge of the clearing. Most likely, they'll be approaching from the other direction, so chances they'll stumble upon us are low. We should be safe, relatively speaking. I trust you're used to sleeping with nothing but the forest canopy and your bedroll to cover you. It might not be as comfortable as our little outpost, but being a little exposed at night is better than lugging a tent around during the day. Yes, of course. As an adventurer, I'm sure you've done your fair share of sleeping under the stars. You and your former companion. Although, if they were a magic user, I imagine they may have had the ability to summon a shelter of some kind, no? On some nights that would be lovely. The weather isn't always this kind. We've been quite lucky, I would say. It's beautiful tonight. Ah, look. Harvest moon. Velite. Not so beneficial if we're trying to stay hidden, mind. Such bright moonlight. I think we'll be okay, though. Let's settle down. It's getting late. One of us should... I'll keep watch. Who knows when your friend might show up. Probably not for quite a while, but still, best not to take any chances. No, it's fine. You rest. Elves simply don't need as much sleep as humans. I'll be fine all night. You can take a few hours tomorrow night, perhaps, if we're still here then. It would be nice to sleep together. You're right. But we really must remain alert. It was silly enough that we spent that time back at the outpost when we should have set out right away. I mean to remain vigilant now. I would love to lay next to you tonight, though. I could, perhaps, if I propped up my pack like this. At least sit next to you while I'm watching. I can see enough like this. You can rest against me if you like. Might help keep you a little warmer if you're cold. You rest soundly. Get as much energy back as you can. I'll be watching over you. You're safe. Rabbit again. I hope you don't mind. Easy pickings around here, and well, I'd rather not leave you without backup for too long in case they show up. I foraged a few herbs and mushrooms as well. I think I'm getting a bit better at cooking. It's nice to have a reason to try. Is this water already boiled? Ah, yes. Good. Thank you for getting that on the go. So, been a couple of weeks we've been out here now. I know I said that I thought it would probably take them that long, but in truth I was hoping they'd be here sooner. I thought that if they were smart enough to best you, they might also be smart enough to find their way here quickly, but apparently not. I wonder what's taking them so long. Oh, no, I don't mind waiting here with you. Nobody's going to be missing me especially. Yes, really. I heard back from Ellison, through the trees. They managed to make some excuses for me. I don't know how long they'll hold up, but... whatever. I can't honestly say I care all that much. No. The more I think about it, the more I don't really care if I can return to the village. At first, I was anxious to return. Our first few nights out here, away from my post, I was sure I'd made a huge mistake. But spending every night with you, under the stars, with a real purpose beyond just protecting our land or whatever, it felt right. It felt true, like what I should be doing. So, they can be angry with me for spending time away if they want. I don't think it'll change very much about how I feel. You know how it is. I just don't care for this way of life anymore. It's a feeling I've had for years, decades even. I think I was always eventually going to be one of those that chose to leave. I just needed something to push me over the edge. Or someone. Like you. Yes. truly came along at the right time. I wonder how much longer I would have waited if not for you. Gosh, I'm talking as though the decision is made already. I obviously have some misgivings. Starting what's basically a whole new life is nothing to rush into. And of course, how you feel about me joining you on your adventures is an important factor. I haven't even asked if you'd actually want me along for the ride, long term. But that's... Wait. Shh. I hear something. Through the trees. A few minutes away, probably. You won't be able to hear it yet. Stay quiet. Let me listen. A single set of footsteps, traveling in the direction of the waterfall. Human, too loud to be an elf. This must be your friend. They shouldn't see us. If they stay on their current trajectory, their path will not cross our possession. However, they'd be able to see the glow of the fire through the trees and the mist. The stew will have to wait. Let's stay quiet. Wait for them to emerge from the trees. They should come out about there, across the clearing. They're moving unusually slowly. Heavy footfalls. Shuffling. I think they may be injured. They are dragging their feet through the leaves, like a deer pierced by an arrow. I'm confident of it. Okay. Stay quiet and still. They'll be visible at any moment. There they are. Oh. They don't look like they're in good shape. They really are stumbling along. No, wait. I know it's tempting, but it could be a trap. I don't know how they could have found us out, but it is possible they know we are here and are waiting for us to get closer before. Who knows? But they've proven treacherous before, so who's to say this isn't another betrayal? Just wait. And what? Just for a moment. Tell me more about them. Quickly. Have they ever pulled a trick like this before? You know, played dead to lure their enemies in. It's a tactic I have heard of among some magic users where a spell requires contact with the target. Though I've never seen it in practice. If they've not done that before, then... Wait just a moment. The moon's about to come over the top of the trees. We'll be able to see them better when the light falls on them. What is that? Glistening on their back. It looks like... blood. They still haven't moved. Okay. Let's check on them. You go first. They'll have your back.
Hold on.
I didn't think you'd run over so quickly. Are they? Yes. Dead. Those are some... Wait. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't think that... Of course. You traveled with them for a long time, didn't you? Even after they betrayed you, I would be the same, I think. Perhaps the betrayal makes it even worse that your last interaction was them doing that to you. Come here. I'm sorry it ended like this. I imagine you might be thinking, what if, were they alive, you'd been able to talk things through with them and somehow get them to see sense again? Well, for what it's worth, in my experience, when someone turns like that, there's no way to get them back. The person you once traveled with died when they betrayed you. This thing lying on the ground here isn't them. Look, the claw marks. Their back has been slashed open. Large claws, too. Not many things have claws that size. And the depth of the wound. We haven't seen anything that could do this in these woods for a long, long time. But I recognize it. Yes. These wounds were inflicted by a werewolf. But wait. Look. Under the arm. Yeah. And... on the side of their face. Scorch marks. From some kind of magic. No, I've never heard of a werewolf using magic. In fact, I don't believe it's possible. The same thing that causes them to transform suppresses any magical ability in them. Our werewolf must have a traveling companion of some kind. Very strange. I suppose that's the end of the road for them. Will you want to bury them? Yes. Of course I'll help you. I'll carry the body. It'll be easier for me. You watch my back. If I'm right, and there's a werewolf in these woods, worse, a werewolf with a friend, we'll need to be very careful.